This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
If you are someone who turns things in at the last minute, I am right there with you. I'm a procrastinator. Mm-hmm. I see no reason to do something early when I can wait until later to do it, because you never know when you're going to get hit by a bus. Mm-hmm. And boy, wouldn't it have just been a bummer if you'd have spent the previous hour working on a work project?
Oh, wow.
Instead of watching Facebook Reels or something.
Very true.
But if you wait until you turn it in and it's late, that's a problem in more ways than you might realize. They say if you miss a deadline, your work is immediately judged as being worse than it actually is.
Oh, wow.
And it's subconscious. They're not doing it on purpose. But they did research, and they found that if you turn something in late, they immediately begin to judge it more harshly because they assume you must have rushed at the last minute to do it and that it's not going to be as good. And so their mind subconsciously rates it as lower quality work.
That's a shame, because it's almost like you spent more time. It's like, yes. I need some extra time to really do a good job on this.
Now, it doesn't matter if you turn it in early. That doesn't get scored any higher than work that's turned in exactly at the deadline.
And the thing is, if you turn it in early, you may get more work that you could
do after that.
Yeah, you could just wait till the deadline, mm-hmm. turn it in, and then start your new project.
Now, this is interesting. If you're going to be late, it doesn't really matter if it's a lot late or a little late. They still judge it with the same degree of, you know, sketchiness. But, of course, it could be so late you get in trouble. But if you turn it in a day late or 3 days late, if they're still going to accept it, both of them get about the same amount of negativity.
Hmm. You remember when you're in school and everybody's taking the test and it was coming down to the very, and they're like, you can leave as soon as you finish your test. And you're the last one in the class, and you're writing it down, and your hands are sweaty.
I remember I was the first one time, and I was like, oh, I must have not passed this.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah. You don't take you long just to color in some bubbles because you don't know the answer.
You think, though, the teacher's like, oh, man, this is going to be a tough one. He's the last one. And then you get it right in as the bell rings.
And still fail.
Yes.
All right. Well, and back to if you get this work done by the deadline or after the deadline, they say the reason does matter. If you have a good reason for it, forces beyond your control, like jury duty or something, they're not as likely to judge you negatively. Whereas if you're just like, man, I let this slip and forgot to get to it, but here it is, they're like, oh, this is not going to be good quality work.
Well, you know what we always say, the best excuse you can always have, right, Tom?
Diarrhea?
Yeah, diarrhea. Yeah. They can't, because they can't prove that one.
Oh, yeah. It's like you had, and that's why you had to start your work all over again, because you got it all messed up.
Wow, Kato, that's bad diarrhea.
That might be a good excuse.
They also said that the results are not as severe if the person you're turning the work into considers it to be not super important. So let's say it's something like, I don't know, your timesheet. They're not really going to judge whether that very much. I don't guess that's the greatest example, but they're not going to judge something that's not important as much as they are something that is important, because they're thinking if it's important, it's really a bummer that you waited until too late to do it. You must not have done a good job. So there's some things to learn from this. First of all, there's no sense in doing it early, because that doesn't give you any improvement.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it late, go ahead and take your time. Don't rush at that point, because it doesn't matter if it's a little late or a little more late. And if you are going to turn it in late, make up a really good excuse. Now, be careful with that, because I saw a story once about a group of four young men who went to a football game and were late turning in their... They couldn't make it to a test, actually. They couldn't get back in time for the test. So they told the teacher they had a flat tire. And could they retake it on the next Saturday? So the teacher says, yes, you can do that. They got in. There was one question. They were each taken to a different room. There was one question on the test. It was, which tire was flat on your car?
Oh,
come on. If you plan out your stories.
Well, who would think that you had to know which tire it was?
When it really wasn't a tire that was flat. Right. They lied.
I'd have been like, the flat one?
Duh. The one on the car?
Yeah, whatever on me.
I've been sitting there, God, what is everyone else going to choose? All right, let's go. Driver's front. Has to be driver's front. That's the first one you think of.
My luck, I'd put spare tire.
Oh, God.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We know the game chess may seem like a boring game to a lot of people because it takes people forever to make a move.
As much anymore. Nowadays, they have that little timer, and they got like 60 seconds to make, or even sometimes it's less.
Well, in the tournaments, but when you're playing a friend, and you got a friend who's making that fast move, and then you're like, I don't know what to do. I'm more of like a Connect Four guy. If there was a Connect Four championship or tournament, I think I might could rock that.
I can play chess, but I treat it just like checkers.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump your bishop and your king. Because that's all I know how to do.
That's funny.
Well, there's scandals and cheating and all kinds of stuff going on, even murder plots, with the game of chess. One of the latest ones was, it was a chess master is what they're called. And they'd been banned from competition for using bathroom breaks to cheat on the mobile phone to see what the next move should be with his, you know, opponent.
Wow.
So forget chess. This guy, he's probably better at craps.
Oh,
you get it?
My son and a lot of his friends play chess.
Yeah.
It's actually far more popular with teenagers than I would have ever imagined.
Okay.
And they talk a lot about these different cheating methods, and that there's a big scandal. I think the guy you're talking about right now is one that I'm familiar with, of him having talked about before.
I think he's Russian. I just can't pronounce his name.
Well, I think it's Magnuson is the guy who's the leading guy right now, and he actually resigned a round against this guy because he thought he was cheating, and he just refused to compete against a cheater.
Kirill.
I just call everybody from Russia.
Okay.
Putin.
Okay.
Everybody from Russia's Putin.
It ain't that. But he was taking bathroom breaks. I mean, you could catch on pretty quick, too. Like, you know what? I need to go to the restroom again. This is the 15th time you've gone.
I don't think he went every turn. But I will say there's been even weirder stuff than that. People have put things in their shoe to vibrate.
Oh, wow.
They've put things up their hind end to vibrate and give them like when to move or where to move. It's pretty crazy. Bishop to 8C.
Oh, wow.
C8. I don't know. I do not know chess, so I apologize to anyone who's actually listening who is like, that was not a move.
Well, this is the murder plot. Chemical warfare to take out her opponent. It was a big chess championship, and she wanted to poison her opponent. She went over there. All the tables are set up with the chess, you know, boards and everything. And so she went over there, and cameras caught her, I guess. Apparently, she was putting some kind of substance on the opponent's gaming
chess pieces.
Chess pieces.
Wow.
Yeah, and come to find out, she admitted later she's attempted to poison her opponent. She broke a thermometer over the table and spread mercury across it because she claims her rival had been bad-mouthing her and her family after winning a previous tournament.
What happens if you end up on that side of the table?
They know which one they're going to be ahead of time. But here's the thing. Mercury ain't going to kill you like that.
It's going to make you sick, though.
It might make you sick over a long period of time, but it's not. I mean, I played with mercury when I was a kid. a few years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a bottle of it that you can pour out and play on a table. It's not as immediately poisonous as people think, because it's hard for it to get into your skin.
What about the other planets? Which one would it be?
Probably Uranus.
Be more dangerous to rub on the table.
That's E. coli.
You can see when someone's doing that.
Caught you on camera.
So another way that the girls cheat when they're playing the guys is...
Low-cut blouses.
Yes, they're only allowed to have one button unbuttoned on their shirt.
Well, if you only got one button, that's pretty cool.
Well, you know what I mean.
I mean, these are guys that probably don't talk to a lot of girls.
They're like, I will lose this tournament. I do not care. Yeah,
they're easily distracted.
Even some of the chess tournaments now have shirts, and everybody has to wear the same shirt because it would be a distraction when she's leaning over, like, oh, let me see this. Let me grab that rook from
you. I mean, you don't think football would be different if they didn't got to wear a low-cut shirt or something?
So I was thinking beer pong.
What?
Nothing.
I should have partied with you whenever I was younger.
I'm not saying I did
it. It's like that ping pong ball's going in the wrong cup.
Went in the C cup.
Yeah.
So maybe they need chess uniforms.
I guess.
That's why you kind of, they have shirts.
Well, some of them do. Some of the tournaments actually provide the tournament wear for the
to
girls and
fair,
guys.
To be fair, that's what I would use too. What? My cleavage.
Yeah.
It'd probably be more exciting.
Thank you, Tori. Okay. I think that was a compliment.
Well, I had no idea there was so much cheating going on in chess.
Dude, they cheated in bike racing. They cheat in anything where there's an advantage. What I don't get is you're sitting there putting mercury on the chess pieces. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know you didn't win fair and square.
Right,
so I guess they don't care. They just care about getting the reward.
But you win, maybe money involved, but
right,
it's like
there
you win,
is.
But you win the bragging right and the trophy. I'm like, you really, in your heart, you know you didn't do anything.
They're sitting there going, well, first of all, they did. That was tricky. And second of all, they're like, man, my opponents keep dying.
Yeah.
So strange, isn't it? I would have lost, but he just choked. He just died out.
If I was competing with someone and you're going to go to that extreme to win, just let me know. I am going to kill you if you don't drop out.
And you know what? And I would drop out.
I'm leaving right now.
Exactly.
Bye-bye.
Well, that happened in the Olympics with Tonya Harding and the ice skating with Nancy Kerrigan. She hit her in the knee with a pole.
Yes, she did.
Well, she hired someone, I think. But it's like, so there, it goes on in all kinds of sports, and people you think would be stand-up people are actually dirt balls.
I hope my family members aren't doing that to me when we're playing Uno.
They're pretty seriously hardcore if they are.
They're competitive.
Keep your hands off the table.
Yeah, show your cards.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
So, the temperatures are a little warmer right now, but isn't it interesting how cold 60 feels right now?
Yeah.
I mean, whenever it's 60 degrees, you're like, man, it's too cold. It's chilly out there.
Freezing.
Uh-huh. But whenever it's springtime and it's 60, it doesn't feel so bad.
It's freezing.
Except for Cato.
Yeah.
I was just asking a friend not too long ago about this, because in the wintertime, I keep my temperature lower, like cooler in my house, mm-hmm. than I do in the summertime.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's about the same thing.
Yeah.
Because 72, well, I keep between 72, 74 in my house. And yeah, in the wintertime, I'm cold.
Well, explain
in summertime, I'm cold.
Explain that to us, Chris
wintertime,
Justice.
Well, here's the way it works is when you're coming off of winter, 60 is actually coming up. So it feels warmer to you. So in the spring, yeah. 60, you know, it doesn't feel that crazy because you've just been at 40. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But in the summer, you go up and you're in the hundreds and 90s. So now 60 is like we're freezing to death.
Right. Yeah.
So it totally changes your perspective of the same exact temperature.
Huh.
So also, they say there's some other factors. The humidity level tends to be higher in spring, and when the humidity level is higher, it feels warmer. Of course, in the summer or in the winter, we know in the fall and winter, you get that static electricity because there's no humidity in the air, so it feels colder to us. Also, the wind, fall tends to be windier, kind of like me right now.
Okay.
So it's 60 degrees, but also you have that wind chill factor that comes in, whereas the spring is not as windy.
That wind that's coming from you is not chilly, I'll say that. Well, maybe it is.
It smells like it.
They also say is a simple fact that the ground is colder. So the temperature might be 60, but how cold the ground is matters too. So if you're talking about a 60-degree day on May 7th, versus November 7th, the temperature on the ground is a lot colder in November 7th. So that makes you feel colder as well.
We all have our temperatures that our body likes. I'm like, and it changes from person to person. And what blows me away, you know, like in the car, you've got each individual side and you can put your temperature on your side and whoever's sitting in your passenger seat, they can have their own temperature. How does that work? Is that like, is there like some kind of magic shield that goes up?
Seriously?
Yeah.
It's like when restaurants had a no smoking section. I mean, really, it's
bleeding over.
It's a smoking restaurant. Like, there's not a no smoking section. You're still going to get secondhand.
Yeah, you ask for the no smoking and they sit you right on the line.
Is the, air conditioner fighting? Are they fighting the air temperatures right there?
I can't tell if you're being stupid or serious.
It's just weird. Like,
no, it's not. They just adjust the vents so one side blows colder and one side blows hotter.
But it's blowing on you. It's not keeping that side 68 degrees. Either side 72.
I don't know. It's aiming at you and you're getting colder or hotter air aimed at you.
Next time you're in the car, you lean over to the driver and see if it feels cooler or warmer than your side.
But yeah, so the reason that was invented is quite simple too. It's called women. Women prefer different temperatures than men.
They always want warmer temperatures.
And there's a reason for that, too, because we're built differently.
Unless you're going through hot flashes or something like that.
Is that what happened with me? Because, Lord, I get in the car and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm baking.
Well, now, you might be having some kind of flashes, too, like hormone flashes.
Like,
because you guys got your time of the month, that throws your hormones out of whack.
It so does. And then I get real mean, and I'm like, everybody's so annoying. And then I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
Turn that air down.
Might have been me.
But that's the thing. So that's what, car manufacturers made it all the same for many years. And finally, someone's like they were on the way to the car making place, and the wife is like, it's just too hot over here, too cold over here, whatever. And he was like, oh, I got an idea for work, because there's so many men drive with their wives in the seats and they're not happy and I keep having to adjust it for her. So they finally made the split thing.
And then my kids sometimes like, you know what? Your car, the air doesn't blow well enough back here because it's got one little bitty vent, or maybe two, and that's all it has. And they're like, can you turn down the air? Can you turn up the air? And I'm like, you know what, guys? Be quiet, because when I was younger, my dad drove me around in the back of a pickup truck on a hot summer day.
Well, now, how old is your car?
I'm sitting there, and it's like sun beating down on me. No sunscreen at all.
You're like, please drive faster. I'm dying.
Dad, come on. No red light.
I don't even think we complained back then.
No.
We just slid around in the back of that truck every turn, pop it up.
And if I did complain, my dad's like, he didn't care.
I can't hear you.
You just close that little window.
Yeah, slide glass window in the middle of the truck bed.
Now, how old is your
car? That's funny.
How old is my car? 19. 2019.
Because I think most of them have an entire entertainment system slash air system in the back seat now.
All of them you buy have that.
Yeah. He's got a nice modern Jeep Grand Cherokee.
I learned from my dad. I didn't care what they got back there. Exactly. I just want to make sure I'm cool.
our minivan, they got a whole nother universe back
but
there.
But minivans are meant for family. Like my, I'm in SUV.
Yeah, maybe his Grand Cherokee ain't that grand.
It is grand.
It's just an okay Cherokee.
I didn't realize that. I'm sorry.
That's a bad marketing campaign right there.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you bought into it.
No, I'm just saying it's just...
Talk about the don't give a crap if you have kids or not Cherokee.
It's just a smaller vent back there. I'm like, if you do see some research, you'll see a bunch of cars that have smaller vents in the back.
Yeah, but not ones that are all optioned up like yours are.
Mine's just got two little ones in between the driver's seat and the passenger seat that shoot toward the back.
Mine's got, stuff that blows on your butt.
Well, la-ti-da.
I got cold air going up my rear end.
You probably got a bidet in your front driver's seat.
That's disgusting.
I don't think I've ever even seen my back seat. Is it back there?
You will sooner or later. When you have kids, you will. You'll be all about that backseat.
Yeah, because you'll get hungry. He's like, well, I need a French fry right now.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, I am blown away by some of the fancy purse companies and what they can come up with, especially when it comes to Louis Vuitton. They are selling a $60,000 doghouse now with the Louis Vuitton emblem on it. It's made of leather and all that stuff. And I did some research. There's some other things I'll tell you about in just a second that Louis Vuitton made that's just, I guess people got tons of money to blow.
They do.
But they're selling this for $60,000, and it includes a $2,200 dog bowl and also a $470 poop bag holder.
Well, that's nice that it comes with accessories, at least.
Yeah.
Or at least it has them. It's not like you have to pay extra for some of them.
I guess so. But I researched some of the weird things that Louis Vuitton has. I would never want any of these things, like a World Cup soccer ball. And it has a little carrier with it, but it is just a round ball with a Louis Vuitton emblem on it.
All right, I don't believe you said the truth just then.
What?
You said you would never want any of these things.
No.
If someone walked up to you and go, hey, I got a Louis Vuitton soccer ball, you wouldn't take it?
I'd take it and resell it. I wouldn't keep it.
Okay, but yeah. I mean, you don't need a soccer ball. But I mean, I don't want to pay for any of these things. But if someone gave me a $60,000 Louis Vuitton doghouse, I would be telling my dogs when I got home, check this out.
Yeah.
This is more expensive than my first house, and you get to live in it. But I would not pay for that because I don't have that kind of money, and it seems absurd to me. Now, money is very relative. If you are a billionaire, 60 grand is the same to you as 60 bucks to us, and we might would pay 60 bucks for a doghouse.
All right, Louis Vuitton jump rope. And has the Louis Vuitton emblems on the handles.
Ooh,
and
I like
even
that.
The rope.
If I jumped rope, I would really want one.
Really?
I mean, I wouldn't pay for it, but I would want one. How much was it?
It's $670.
It almost seems reasonable after the doghouse, right?
Okay, how about the Louis Vuitton teddy bear? Have you seen that?
No, but it sounds awesome.
She's so cute.
That
she's
is cool.
She's got a little travel bag.
She looks pretentious.
Well, she's a Louis Vuitton. She is pretentious.
She definitely speaks French.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, Build-A-Bear is too expensive for me.
How much is this one?
The Louis Vuitton teddy bear. I don't have that one. I don't have that information.
Well, you should have.
You ain't done enough research.
It was sold at auction, though, for $2.1 million. Apparently, they didn't make a lot of those.
Apparently not.
Yeah. They have the custom-made luxury cricket trunk in case you play cricket.
Oh, I thought it was for keeping crickets in.
No. Oh.
That's your fishing gear, your tackle box.
It did look like it, didn't it?
Okay.
That would be something cool to have.
For $810, a Louis Vuitton eraser necklace. You know, like a pencil has an eraser, but they had the big ones that you would have
in school. Stupid.
That is stupid.
It was how much, though?
It's $810.
I mean, that's a big mistake you've made.
Yes, it is. And you're not erasing that.
Yeah. But anyway, this doghouse, $60,000, and it basically is an indoor doghouse because it's outside, it's got the cowhide leather trim, and that would be ruined in the weather
all
the time.
Well, that's not worth it then. I thought it was outdoor.
Mm-hmm. Well, if your dog is worth a $60,000 doghouse, it's not an outside dog.
I want a Louis Vuitton dog.
I wouldn't even let my dog sleep in the doghouse.
See,
I'm like, I just paid $60,000 for this. You're not sleeping in it. We're putting it on a shelf.
You're thinking with your money. You got to think like a billionaire, where that's like $60 to them.
I know what you're saying. I've been trying to be funny.
Okay,
bringing us down.
Try harder.
But
these are stupid things right here. If anybody owns them, they're dumb.
Again, if you got billions, who cares?
Quit saying that.
Dog that has a $60,000 Louis Vuitton doghouse is probably a snob anyway.
Yeah.
And there's some dogs out there that are snobs.
The one that won't even go to the park.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I'm too good for the dog park.
Here's some signs your dog is a snob if he only humps pillows with a high thread count.
Oh, my.
Tom, your dogs.
Wow.
Man, honestly.
No, really.
They go to town.
I'm talking about you.
Yeah.
I don't know about you sometimes.
Okay. She uses a fork and knife to eat her milk bone dog chews.
She ain't eating milk bone.
Yeah. Okay. Signs your dog's a snob. After he shakes, he squirts Purell on his paws.
Oh, my.
You don't want to get cooties.
Not the kind of shake like shaking off water, but like shaking hands.
Shaking hands. Like shake. You touch
him. I thought the same thing.
Jeez.
Yeah. She prefers sparkling toilet water over just the regular toilet water. Sign that your dog is a snob. And finally, he always turns his nose up at other dogs. He ignores sniffing their bottoms. Like if a dog's not sniffing another dog's bottoms, they're stuck up and they are a snob.
Now, you mentioned the toilet. I wonder if there are toilets with sparkling water, and would that fizz up on you?
Well, if you had enough money, it'd be fun to find out, wouldn't it, Tom?
Thinking about your bidet?
I'm thinking about, like, if I won the lottery.
I'm sure anybody hiking on any trails near waterfalls, there's a sparkling toilet water.
Oh. That's a bidet. That'll clean all your crevices.
Yeah. Could you imagine, though, someone putting Avion water in their toilet?
I just literally imagined it a second ago.
I know. That'd be ridiculous.
Not if you have enough money.
Kind of like this doghouse at $60,000.
Mm-hmm. If I was a billionaire, I'd buy it.
We got you, Tom. We got you.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.